that close. I can't imagine that, because see, my mother was the youngest of 9 children. So she was 38 years old when I was born. So her next in age to her is about 15 years older than her. So my aunts were all at least, what, they were in their 50s when I was born. So I always think of aunts and uncles as being real old, you know, and I can't imagine having any that young.
All right.
Was that thunder?
Oh, yes. At least I talked a little bit about Miss Stewart, because I knew this. I knew all those girls and went to school together down there. We used to go down to our school, too.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, and the oldest boy, Daddy and Miss father, they was in the Spanish American War together.
Uh-huh.
And they were listed together and was with together, and then they come back home when they mustered out, and they come back home together. And then he run a store down there, and Daddy farmed all the time, uh-huh. But they were big cronies all the time. They used to come out here and go bird hunting, and used to be lots of quails in this country. And one Christmas they come out here and they got lost. Mr. and another fella got lost out here. So they wound up Daddy's house right down the road down about a half mile. It was dark. They done got lost and they had to go up on the desert foot, and it was about 6 miles. So they come in and they talked to him. They said, well, said, I'll hook up team to the buggy, you know, and says, I'll carry y'all to town. Well, they just had to go to town, you know, because that's what they wanted. They wanted to go to town. They wasn't going to stay all night. They wanted to go to town. They had their dogs with them and everything. So they got the team hooked up, and all three of them, they pulled out. I don't know whether they had anything to drink or not. Probably did have a little booze. It was Christmas.
Christmas.
And it was bird hunting, and they got out there, and I can remember some well. I was all 12, 14 years old. And that was just right after Christmas, about New Year's Day. And he had a lot of firecrackers in his little store there. He had a dry good and a sort of a grocery store, sort of a commercial store, a mercantile store. No, a mercantile store is sort of like a flea market. You can get anything you want.
Oh, you can get anything, yeah.
Just get anything in there. And so he told, Daddy said, Reckon says those boys will, of course I was older and bigger, but we had a smaller boy. You know. Reckon they want some Roman cannons and firecrackers and sparklers and these here skyrockers, you know, you put them down in sand, you know, and stick them, and they shoot right straight up, you know, and then they flash way up in what they call a skyrocket. And he gave Daddy, I don't know how many he gave him. He gave him a whole box full. I think he just wanted to get rid of the rest of them because he didn't want to carry them over the next year. And that was a good way to do it. So he just filled a box full of them up and sent them back out there. And we shot firecrackers till midnight that night trying to get rid of them things. I had so many Roman cannons, and they'd shoot 20 times. It was a big one.
20 times?
And well, now they used to have them, they used to shoot more than they did now. You by Roman count, they don't shoot over 8-10 times, about 10 times. But they had a lot of big ones, them long ones.
Uh-huh.
And those little skyrockers, you put them in some loose dirt, know where they'd come loose, right, and take a match to them, and boy, they'd go up. And we shot them big old, I shot one in my hand, it burned pretty bad too. But anyway, that was friendship between them. He didn't charge me anything. He just gave me all them firecrackers. That was a trip for carrying them down, though.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't going to charge me anything, no how. But anyway, they gave him all them firecrackers. And the other man was with him was a banker. Wasn't Mr. Mr. is our old banker. But this fellow's name was he was an old banker before Mr. Brown was.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, they was all good friends, and that's what I'm talking about. They'd been that way all life. And then John Jr., that was Imogene's brother, and she just had one brother, and that was her oldest brother. I mean, that was the oldest one of the children. And he was a carpenter, and so Daddy helped him build schoolhouse out here. And when Daddy was school directing, when they went to Desert Ark, well, they helped build the first big school building at Desert Ark, and you know, contracted. And he got they worked around somebody, you know, they got the contract, and you know, to build them school buildings. It's always sort of been that way. And those girls, they've always been. Now, the one they call Helen. She was in my grade. She was in the same grade I was. Now, that one was down there you saw.
Yeah.
She was in the grade with my sister.
Uh-huh.
She's younger. She's younger than Helen.
Uh-huh.
Now, there's one, the oldest one is.